junior year. 17. Tennille's angry eyebrows. 18. SBRBs. 19. Feminine hygiene commercials. Gross. 20. Jessica Campbell.
Hey, princess, where's your tiara?
I walked as fast as I could from the showers back to my locker, holding tight to the towel around my waist, having learned the hard way that Chris Summers would find all kinds of tricks to rip your towel off if you weren't being vigilant.
Why, you want to borrow it?
I asked. Part of my new strategy to stop taking his shit and start slinging it right back at him every chance I got. His eyes crinkled with a smile. He bumped shoulders with Jacob.
You hear that? Our little girl is growing up. She's getting sassy on us.
I always heard flamers were sassy,
Jacob said with a grin. Chris turned to Jacob as if I weren't there, shivering in my towel, my skinny, hairless chest still beaded with water.
What should we do about this new sassy attitude she has?
I don't know,
Jacob said, all mock innocence.
Maybe we should toss her out into the field house,
Chris said.
But first, we should make sure she's not overdressed.
Come on, guys, I mumbled, my heart speeding up. I hated how quickly my new bravado had disappeared.
Don't worry, man, Chris said, his voice going soft and friendly, which I knew was a trap.
We're not going to throw you out there. We're just going to twist things up. At that, they both lunged towards me. My body tensed and my hands clutched the towel desperately. Chris reached forward with one hand and wrenched my bare nipple between his thumb and forefinger. Jacob twisted the other one at the same time, both of them squeezing so hard, my skin felt like it was being ripped off. I cried out, but my voice was lost under their laughter.
Cut it out, dickwads,
I heard, and then saw Chris jerk back as someone came up behind him. There was a sound of scuffling, and I opened my eyes just in time to see Chris throw Nick Leavell backward. Nick fell and skidded on his butt, his body making a dull clang against a set of lockers. Other people had begun to gather around us to see what was going on. I huddled back as far away from the scuffle as I could get, praying nobody would see the purple.